It's February 29th. That's the extra day we get in February every 4 years. We've asked readers of the Up First newsletter and NPR.org how they'll be spending this leap day.
My name is Jason Bond. I am a leap year baby. I will be turning 11 years old this year.
Sounds older than 11, and it turns out he was born in 1980. Mr. Bond is on a cruise to the Bahamas today with others born on a leap day. He did the same thing on the last February 29th, which was in 2020.
There were 78 leap day babies, ranging from Rowan, who was turning one, who would have been 4 years old, to Grandma Jan. She was turning 19.
And he says that trip was especially memorable because it came at the leading edge of the COVID pandemic.
We got back home, and 2 weeks later, the world shut down. And it was really comforting to have that group of people that we had met on the cruise. It was almost kind of a second family.
Now, for another listener, today marks the beginning of her second family.
My name's Catherine Yeager, and for leap year, my fiancé and I are taking the leap. We had our first date on the last leap year, so 4 years later, we decided it was the perfect day to step into marriage.
Yeager was widowed in her 40s and says she has a second chance at love with fiancé Garrett Smith.
Life's very short. Every 4 years, we get a bonus day. We made the most of the bonus day 4 years ago, and we'll do it again this time.
PJ and Cindy Gaynard are also taking the plunge.
We got married on February 29th, 2004, and every 4 years on February 29th, we get married again in some unique, fun, interesting way.
So our first wedding, we got married at a planetarium. Second wedding, Vegas with Elvis.
And then third, Malibu Beach.
Wow. Today they're reenacting the 1986 movie Pretty in Pink. It's Cindy's favorite film, except for the end when, spoiler alert, Andy picks Blaine over her best friend Ducky. Cindy and PJ are going to put on their own twist to that story.
We're going to stop the movie early and then get married as Andy and Ducky.
Yes, as it should be.
We're writing a cinematic wrong.
There you go. Now, listener Rachel Knott is planning to relive recent history.
I will be having a party with my friends where we go back in time 4 years.
They'll dress like it's 2020 and watch movies from that year. If not, it also holds deeper meaning after the pandemic.
I look back at young little Rachel, and she's just so different now.
Aren't we all?